and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca. Hello, world. Hello.
Hello.
Dansez, mes amis. Samson reference. Okay. Today is Monday, January 20th. We're just going to ignore what today is.
Yep.
Other than it's MLK Day. It's a great day if we choose to not look at our phones. So that might be what I'm doing. Welcome to Unseated Airwaves, hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM for almost 10 years, which is really crazy that this show has been around for a decade.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, because I always would be like, oh, yeah, it was like started like, what, 2014, 2015? And then now I'm realizing that's 10 years.
Damn.
Decade. We've got a legacy behind us. But I've been here for about a year.
I just got here basically last term.
So half a year, about.
Yep.
About a year and a bit, I think, on my end. And CITR is a part of UBC, which is the occupier and settler of Hunkelmeenum-speaking Musqueam people's land. Unsurrendered, unceded, stolen, and occupied territories. So that's where our butts are sitting right now. Talking into these mics, but we broadcast all the way out to, and you might be listening to us all the way in Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, or Musqueam territories, or if you're online, you could be anywhere. And my name is Danny, my family is mixed settler Métis Cree, and this show's pretty epic and awesome. And there's also some other things that we stand with here.
Yes, and my name is Cooper, and I'm Red River Métis, and in saying that, we also stand, and in saying a land acknowledgement, we also acknowledge that we stand with oppressed peoples everywhere. Free Palestine.
Yes, free Palestine. Pay attention to what's going on. We stand with occupied people everywhere in doing a land acknowledgement. If you do a land acknowledgement, you should stand with occupied people resisting being occupied all over the place. That's just how it works. I don't make the rules. Morals do.
So true.
So we're going to start off with Babylon by the Hallucination and Northern Cree. Shout out. Have you ever met any of the members of either?
No.
I feel like someone in the collective is either someone's uncle or something is in Northern Cree.
I'm sure.
I don't remember who, though. And then you will hear Sippin' by Jessica Skye, which is also a single, I think. And then Keep It Burning by Stella Standing Bear off the album Bear Spirit. So, hopefully you rock with, because we're rocking with the Hallucination and Northern Cree. I like both of them individually. I think they've made some banger stuff together before.
Oh.
I'm not thinking of any names, but they must have, right?
We can see.
We'll see. Because they probably collabed before. I'd be surprised if they hadn't. But I'm very glad that we are going to play this collab for you, because they do some pretty cool stuff. Northern Cree is a ton of people, and they release a lot of music. It's usually recorded live at powwows. Like, their albums are live recorded albums. But, yeah, we'll come back to you with that, listener, and let you know. But here is Babylon by the Hallucination and Northern Cree.
Yeah. sipping, no drinking. I'm losing my mind. Lie on me, and I'ma take it all the way, cause that's my destiny. And when I leave, I'ma leave you with my legacy. They gon' get it that I'm really writing history, okay? They gon' see my face, I'ma take up space. I'ma rock for queen, so I'm gonna take my place. I'm well on my way, I light up the stage. Keep it
lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at e-studio.com.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something.
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show. Or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, the show Unceded Airwaves, hosted by the Indigenous Collective. I'm Danny.
I'm Cooper.
And we are your hosts today. So we have some good news compared to all the other things, but let's just talk about some good news for Turtle Island today. Although he's not expunged or exonerated. So still legally, Leonard Peltier is, in the eyes of the law, still convicted of killing the two FBI agents in 1975. But he has been, his sentence has been commuted. So we're going to read you an article from CBS News called "Biden Commutes Sentence for Leonard Peltier, Indigenous Activist Convicted in 1975 Killing of FBI Agents." It's from today. With just moments left before he leaves office, President Joe Biden commuted the life sentence of Indigenous activist Leonard Peltier, who was convicted in the 1975 killings of two FBI agents.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I found it. I already forgot how to say his last name.
Peltier.
Peltier, thank you. I was pretty sure. Okay. Peltier was denied parole as recently as July and wasn't eligible for parole again until 2026. He was serving a life sentence. He was serving life in prison for the deaths of agents during a standoff on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He will transition to home confinement, Biden said in a statement.
Quote, President Biden took an This is not our words. I would never say this. You would never catch me, Danny LaRose, saying this, but you can catch me quoting this from a CBS article. President Biden took an enormous step towards healing and reconciliation with the Native American people in this country. I can imagine how Mr. Leonard feels about that statement. Peltier's former attorney, Kevin Sharp, said in a statement Monday, it took nearly 50 years to acknowledge the injustice of Leonard Peltier's conviction and continued incarceration, but with our president's act of mercy, Leonard can finally return to his reservation, live out his remaining days. The fact that he waited till the last day of his presidency makes me wonder how long he knew that Leonard should not be in prison.
Yeah.
Like, how long? Because there's a lot of things he's doing where it's like, whoa. So he, like, stood by this, even though secretly deep down he didn't. Leonard was up for parole a few months ago and was denied. And then everyone was freaking out because it's like it was confirmed that that means that he would die in prison. So was Biden at that point already thinking of commuting his sentence and knew that, yeah. Ugh.
Continuing on, Sharp, a former chief judge of the Federal U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee, represented Peltier for 5 years and filed petitions for his clemency, which does not change Peltier's conviction on his behalf in 2019 and 2021.
The fight for Peltier's freedom is entangled with Indigenous rights movements. Nearly half a century later, his name remains a rallying cry. An enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa in northern Dakota, one of the few Métis communities in the U.S., Peltier was active in the American Indian Movement, AIM, which began in the 1960s as a local organization in Minneapolis that grappled with issues of police brutality and discrimination against Native Americans. It quickly became a national force.
The movement grabbed headlines in 1973 when it took over the village of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation, leading to a 71-day standoff with federal agents. Tensions between the movement and the government remained high for years.
On June 26, 1975, agents came to Pine Ridge to serve arrest warrants amid battles over Native treaty rights and self-determination. After being injured in a shootout, agents Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams were shot in the head at close range, FBI has said. Also killed in the shootout was American Indian Movement member Joseph Stuntz.
Two other movement members were killed.
Robert Robideau and Dino Butler, were acquitted of killing Kohler and Williams.
Thank you. After fleeing to Canada and being
Extradited,
thank you. To the United States, Peltier was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced in 1997 to life in prison, despite defense claims that evidence against him has been falsified.
So he was sentenced in 1977. So that's been so long. But another important aspect of this case and why it's so important is why Leonard's conviction is so unjust is because he was a very strong figure in this movement for Indigenous militias. So even if it was someone more lower ranking in this militia movement, they the U.S. didn't really have an interest in incarcerating them as much as they did Leonard, so they would have kind of done anything to lock him up. You know, history kind of repeats itself. Are we thinking of Gabriel Dumont, Louis Riel? Many, many such cases where they get too powerful and then try and find something to get them on. It's like how Chief Big Bear was put up in jail because he was getting too powerful and they were grasping at straws to find something to convict him on. So it was that his son killed someone and allegedly he orchestrated it, even though there's so much evidence he told his son to not do that. Yeah, so this we see a lot in indigenous resistance movements when there's a leader who is getting a lot of indigenous people together, taking up arms and getting the land back. The government gets really scared and will do anything to incarcerate them, even if it's baseless, because we get a little too dangerous when we're all together and a little powerful. So it's good news that he won't die in prison. Still very upsetting that he's not innocent in the eyes of the law. But hope you learned something, listener. I hope you already knew about who Leonard Peltier was. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in like the 80s and 90s. I'm just hoping you know. Hoping you know. If you didn't, I'm glad you might know a little bit more about it now. But look into the American Indian Movement, AIM. A lot of really cool stuff there. Takeover of Alcatraz. Many, many cool things. And while you might take the time to Google the AIM takeover of an occupation of Alcatraz, we are going to play some tracks for you. And those tracks will be Push and Pull by Natasha Fisher, Call Back by Ashley Young, and 4M3 by Sakani. Enjoy, our friends.
Low blows and high times, washing to shore on the dark side of my mind. Seek and find the middle line, but time after time I am drowning in ego and wine. Find me slipping into my own head, nonsense with confidence. And I find a light. The ground I once stood on has now been compromised. How can I feel alive while holding my breath to assist as I stare at the evening sky? Find me slipping into my own head, nonsense with confidence. I make my own make my own consequences. Consequences. Let's go.
to do to keep my mind off of you. But I would give good on my own. Let those numbers fade in the heat of the day, wiping the tears on my drive home. I wait for you to come back, but all I do is
Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9. 101.9 FM in so-called Vancouver. You just heard three tracks. Do you want to read them off?
Sure. You just heard Push and Roll by Natasha Fisher, Call Back by Ashley Young, and 4M3 by Saka. Do you want to take the by Sakanaway? No. No.
Sakani,
thank you.
You got it.
You
got it. You got it. Well, we have an even sillier name of an artist coming up.
Oh, I see it.
This is a pretty silly name. And I'm very curious about this guy. Because I don't know anything other than that I found this track. And I was like, whoa, we've got the all lowercase. We've got the his name is Native Pool Boy. Like, what's going on there?
There's hopefully some lore.
Hopefully some lore to that. I love when there's some lore to that. I wonder if there's also lore to Flacco Finesse. Another great name, Wolf Castle. So you'll be hearing, well, you heard those tracks. I hope you liked them. While the Sakani track was playing, we were like, waiter, more indigenous electronic, please. I could consume indigenous electronic music all day, every day, and I need a Native Aphex Twin, please. Ooh. Please exist. There's got to be someone out there on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I just got to find them. Now I'm just thinking about what a Native Aphex Twin could sample. Like howls, drum beats, fire burning. There's so much cool ambient you could make.
A lot of options.
A lot of options there. A lot of things you can have on the soundboard to throw in. I was listening to Aphex Twin the other day, and when you listen to too much, something happens to your brain. Just
beeps and bops.
Just beeps and bops. Do you have any artists that feel like that for you? If you listen too much, it turns your brain to mush a little bit.
I can only think of like when I'm listening to sad music too much, and then I'm like, oh, maybe that affects you.
Yeah. Then who's that for you?
I don't know. My friend and I were just talking about how we, like, there's a reason that we were sad in grade 9, and it was because of Mitski, probably.
It's true. Many such cases. Yeah. Many such cases. Unlike Mitski, I bet on winning dogs.
Whoa.
Only winners. Winners only.
Should have thought of that.
Should have thought of that, exactly. So, next up, I'm a little scared, because this one may be explicit, but it is Unseated Airwaves. So, I kind of degaff, to be completely honest.
Whoa.
Kind of degaff, a little bit. If you gaff, the Unseated Airwaves plays a song by an indigenous artist that has maybe a few cuss words.
Whoa.
That's on you, buddy, old pal. That ain't on me, big guy.
Whoa, calm down.
whoa there, buddy. I love hitting the white people like. What's your favorite one?
I don't know. Hold your horses.
Yellow.
Classic. Oh.
Hold your horses is a good one.
Yeah, my grandma answers every phone call with heller.
Heller. I've been really enjoying, because I don't know if you got this also, but I got an ad from, I don't know if it was Métis Nation British Columbia. But it was like Mischief with Samson, and he starts out exceptionally loud, and he goes, "Dansez, mes amis!" So I've been loving hitting that one. "Dansez, mes amis!" I subjected everyone to that on my last episode. Every time I came back on, "Dansez, mes amis!" I won't match his volume though. You get a little too freaked out, mes amis. Okay, so we're gonna hit you with "I Hit the Highway" by Native Pool Boy, "Raise a Little Hell" by Wolf Castle and Flacco Finesse. And then Renegade by Gladwin Badger. So, hopefully these will bump. I think, what are your predictions for the Native Pool Boy track? Any expectations based on the aesthetics?
Oh, I wasn't even looking at the thing. Oh.
I could just show you. We've got all lowercase.
Oh, yeah.
The album is Highway 61B. There's some kind of, some art here that seems kind of...
Highway.
I think we might be in for some kind of Midwest emo vibe is what I'm expecting.
That,
what are you expecting?
Out. I don't know. Going in blind.
Same. I'm making full-on assumptions because this could be anything.
Yeah.
But the all lowercase is my biggest thing here.
Maybe it's really quiet.
Really quiet? I think it'll be very, very low. Very low. I'll be very surprised if it's like some crazy electronic or something.
Now I want it to be.
I want it to be. I want it to be. But I'm expecting some kind of indie rock vibes. And then Raise a Little Hell by Flacco, Finesse, and Wolfcastle. I mean, I don't even... Whoa.
Whoa.
That was a sign from above. Here's I Hit the Highway.
Take a look at myself, I'm more than a man. I don't need no help, don't give me a hand. Just worry about yourself, my friend. No pictures on my shelf, I'm not a poor man. I got my own wealth, I'm out of the deep end. And I'm doing well out here again. Fill up the gas tank, I hit the highway. I'm on a road and I'm in a new place that I never been to, that I don't know. No money in my bank, I clean out the whole thing. Pay what I owe so I can keep going. Now I'm broken on my own. Take time in a new place, figure it all out. I'm in a new town and I got the window down and the music playing real loud. Say yes to new things, try taking risks. How can you win if you always quit? Don't be afraid, my friend, you just have to go for it. Fill up the gas tank, I hit the highway. I'm on a road and I'm in a new place that I never been to, that I don't know. No money in my bank, I cleaned out the whole thing. Pay what I owe so I can keep going. Now I'm broken on my own. I don't ever wanna look back and say I missed a chance to do that. Couldn't be so bad living a life where you feel like you're alive. I follow the sunshine on the horizon to a place I've never been. I know I'll be fine on my own. Fill up the gas tank, I hit the highway. I'm on a road and I'm in a new place that I never been to, that I don't know. No money in my bank, I clean out the whole thing. Pay what I owe so I can keep going. Now I'm broken on my own. And I never really wanted to leave this place. There's too many memories that I hold close to me, and I've never set them free.
One time, what you trying to be a big hero for? A real Superman, Dapper Dan, dancing around, acting like your real friends. Timberlake out of sync, I'm Timberland. Boot you off monologue, cry me a river while you biting off my catalog. No favors, moon mist flavor, fragrance, paper, res Pope savior. Everybody in the clique leveled up major. Ice cold glacier, crack and fall, smash through all. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like
silo. My title, champion or an idol. And the game like Tahoe, Tahoe. Few to select, unlocked and in the net. I keep them like a pet, since a kid I was a vet. Next time you wanna flex, better bring your best bets. Shining on my ex, she never made it to the best. Like crack and fall, smash through wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm.
Like fuck it, we ball. I came, I saw, I conquered them all. With legends on walls. If they find me with this work, then I better call Saul. And I know I got a perp, I descended from the stars. Gotta raise a little hell when you icy. When you live a certain life, it gets dicey. Now we doing all these shows, ain't it nice, T? Whole family is some legends, we almighty.
Crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world, I'ma have a ball. Back and all, never act small. Raise a little hell, never learn when it's calm. Like crack and fall, smash the wall. Fuck the whole world.
Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Do you want to read off the tracks that they just heard?
Sure. We heard, at I Hit the Highway by Native Pool Boy, which made Danny dab.
kind of that vibe.
And Raise a Little Hell by Wolf Castle and...
Flacco Finesse.
And then Renegade by Gladwin Badger.
Baller.
Or Gladwin?
Gladwin, I think. So two country tracks. I mean, I support their hustle.
Yeah.
Did what they need to do. I mean, I felt kind of baited by the Native Pool Boy track because I can't think of any country artists like that that title their things in all lowercase.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious if that was an intentional choice or if that's like a low budget, like you just like typed it out on the phone. Like I don't know. I'm very curious to know.
It'd be funny if he was trying to trick people.
It would be funny if he was trying to trick people. And also, I don't know if we mentioned, but what we've been playing is all from the Apple Music Indigenous Now playlist. So this is kind of getting our judgment of this playlist. And so far, I'm thinking I like it. I rock with it. They've got a good selection.
Mixed bag.
It's not just electric powwow. It's a lot of new stuff, which I also am happy about because I feel... when I see a lot of this stuff, they just sort by most popular indigenous music, and then that creates a cycle of it's just the same songs over and over again being people's like reconciliation music playlist.
Yeah.
So I do, it sucks that that's something like, that's like bare minimum, but that's something I'm happy about is that it's like smaller artists, new music, and not electric powwow drum. What are your thoughts on this as Apple Music's indigenous playlist?
Yes, so far so good. I don't know. Nothing that I would have, like, found otherwise, I guess, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too mad about it. I remember, like, I would look at the Spotify one, and it wasn't good. But now they have it curated by Tia Wood.
Oh.
Which kind of sucks that they have to get a native person to do it, but Tia's been eating, making the playlist and, like, updating it. So they do have that. I don't know what their process is with this one. I'd be disappointed if it was also the case that it was a native person behind this, because like you know, that's a good thing, but also it's like I just wish that mainstream music would appreciate indigenous artists more and put in this kind of effort and not just indigenous people ourselves.
Yeah,
so
as long as it's not like one of the Spotify AI like jazzercise and chill.
Yeah, so I rock with it, and then we'll bring you, I'd say we might get through two more songs, so I will play Last by Justine Tyrell, and then Healing by Dakota Bear. So, I hope you rock with that. I've like never seen Tyrell as a last name. I knew someone named Tyrell, and then there's the Royal Tyrell Museum in Berta. Are you familiar?
I'm familiar.
You're familiar?
Yep.
Those dinos are pretty awesome.
Yep.
And with that, here's Last.
Agreeables and meatloaves, backs against the wall. My feet are soy, my hands are cold from roads that on my own. I smell in time, my mind, it wasn't critical. By keeping you alive, I'm so agreeable. But rolling back the clock, it wasn't me at all. I'm fighting just to keep somebody whole. I did it for the first time. And I knew it was a bad one, and you proved it. Didn't mean much, and you knew better. I did it for the first time in my life. So gotta be real with it.
Yeah.
Say you won't have to feel like right or die. You really got to me, I'm kind of sign. Let me see it goes, please. How you do the most when you do the least? I didn't tell my mind it wasn't critical. I'm fighting just to keep somebody alive.
myself the proper credit, though I'm healing. I'm helping people back up on their feet, I know the feeling. When you're back against the wall and you're losing your steering, you look to who's in the mirror and tear off the mask you're wearing. I don't wear a cape, I'm not a hero, only human. Lately I've been going through it. Your dream will turn into a hobby if you don't pursue it. Don't assume that I ain't working when I'm silent. I seen pain and I seen violence, this is self-reliance. I was lost and seeking guidance, and I turned to my culture. My friends, they turned to vultures. This is for the nights I slept on coaches. I hope my efforts never go unnoticed. I moved to the mountains, these days I've been moving mountains. When you feel you're at your lowest, man, I hope the music helps you. I had many pens that I wrote down and then they fell through. I played a hand that I was doing, I thank God I'm healthy, though I'm healing. I help you up because I know you need it. It's hard to move when I need inspiration. I need things to happen now and I don't got the patience. I don't got the time to heal, I need a vacation. I need a vacation. I got wounds I gotta heal. I got stories I can tell. Though I'm saying nothing, I spill it or I might as well. It's hard to move when I need inspiration. I can feel myself healing, I just need the patience. I feel that the walls are closing in on me, I'm feeling drained. I know sometimes we gotta fight and we won't feel the same. Sometimes I need for you to wake me up and tell me what I'm doing wrong, but tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me that you love me and that's enough to get through the night. I promise that I got this and I'm gonna pull the weight from your chest and onto mine. Feels like I stepped on a mine, staring at a clock and I'm hoping we don't run out of time. Put my feelings on a page, I cannot seem to let them out. Sometimes I forget about me and I fall in depression. Sliding through the intersection, can you hear me? Need direction. It's hard to piece together, on the move, no time to settle. These are stories from the ghetto, I was dreaming, I was little. Watch the rain roll down the window. There's so many toxic things, it's time for me to let go. It's only now when I should have done it right from the get-go. Tell me, can you hear the echo? It's hard to move when I need inspiration. I need things to happen now and I don't got the patience. I don't got the time to heal, I need a vacation. I need a vacation. I got wounds I gotta heal. I got stories I should tell. Though I'm saying nothing, I spill it or I might as well. It's hard to move when I need inspiration. I can feel myself healing, I just need the patience.
Once word spread, ambulances sent to Al Rashid were stopped. Al Jazeera's Al Ghul said the roads had been totally destroyed.
By donkey cart, car and makeshift stretchers, the wounded are taken to nearby hospitals, all of which are overwhelmed and barely functioning.
The bodies that could be recovered and the wounded were taken to medical centers in Gaza City. But those centers were without fuel and medicine even before Thursday.
This is exactly what we have been warning about, the hospital being out of service amid this massive influx of patients. We are operating on batteries. The hospital is without operating rooms. I stand helpless. We are simply administering first aid treatment only.
Al Jazeera's Bernard Smith is reporting from occupied East Jerusalem. And he says the Israeli military's narrative has evolved.
The Israeli military initially tried to pin the blame for the casualties in those deaths in Gaza, in northern Gaza, on the crowd who had gone to try and get aid. And then, after some pushing, the Israelis went on to say hundreds of people approached their troops in a way that posed a threat to them, so they responded by opening fire.
Israel's Minister of National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, praised the Israeli forces involved, calling them heroic fighters. In a post on the social media site X, he wrote that what happened in Gaza City is another clear reason why Israel must stop transferring aid. Ismail Thawabta, the director general of the government media office in Gaza, told Al Jazeera that Israel is wholly responsible for what Palestinian officials are calling an unprecedented war crime.
We hold the Israeli occupation and the international organizations who shirked their responsibilities, full responsibility for the mass killing operations, this horrific massacre, the ongoing war of genocide, and the hunger war.
This is also not the first incident of its kind. Over the past few days, Israeli forces have shot at large gatherings of Palestinians waiting for aid trucks near Gaza City.
If this continues like this, we do not want any aid delivered at all. Every convoy coming means another massacre.
Some of the truck drivers bringing in the aid have found themselves in the center of the tragedy.
Instead of aid, they've come away with the dead.
Carl Skow is director of the World Food Program, one of the aid organizations.